Age. As we continue our week-long series on computers, we have with us Michael Crichton, author of such thrillers as The Andromeda Strain and The Terminal Man. His latest book takes a look at life with computers, Electronic Life, which is really this is nonfiction, unlike many of your other books.
I hope it's nonfiction, yeah.
Michael, why is it that so many of us, I include myself, seem so intimidated by those computers?
I don't know, but I think it's certainly something that happened to me when I first began. And as far as I can tell, it happens to almost anyone. I mean, people who use these machines a lot, who are very comfortable with the number of them, I think develop ways so that they can conceal their fear and sort of get past it. But there's a moment with every new machine when you just look at it and go, uh-oh, I don't understand what it is. It's going to make me feel dumb. You know, people are watching me. It's silly. I can't do it. And you want to back away.
You try to eradicate some of the myths concerning computers in this book. What are the most common myths?
I think the single most common thing is that people feel now is that computers are very mathematical. This is something that was true 30 years ago. And I know when I began, I thought I probably can't use it because I don't have very much mathematics. I'm a writer and I'm only really interested in writing. And the truth is now that most computers in our society are used for either text, in other words, print, or pictures. And they handle information in that form. People use them to draw, people use them to write. Relatively few people use them to actually do calculations.
Now, this book is the first real guide for the layman to understand how computers work and gives you a good close-up look at it. Let's look down the line a few years. In 1978, you cited there were 5,000 computers, now there are 5 million. Right. By 1990, you estimate there will be 80 million computers.
Yes.
Are our lives going to be run by computers?
No, but I think we'll be running computers a lot more than we are now. One of my ideas in doing this book was that I really felt that whoever you are and whatever you do, you're probably going to have some kind of interaction with a computer in the next few years. And in order to get over the fear and to get over the difficulty, I thought I'd do a book that was very, very simple. But for example, you know, we're seeing them at banks. They're starting to appear inside our cars. I see ads for dishwashers and washing machines and ovens and toasters that all have microprocessors built into them. They're things with memories. They're going to be programmable to some extent.
In effect, will our lives be run by computers at the turn of the century?
No, I always feel that, you know, we're the people and they're the machines and we'll always run them.
But is it going to simplify life or is it going to make it more complicated? Take, for example, those erroneous bills we get fed out by computers today.
Yeah, those bills are usually because people made mistakes. I guess my answer to that is, did the telephone make life better or did the jet airplane make life better? And it's a hard thing to answer. I mean, it made it very different, and I think most of us would be very reluctant to give up the telephone and the jet. But
so
it's mostly different.
We all have to learn to live with the computer, and Michael Crichton helps it make it a little easier in electronic life. Thank you for joining us.